Sane krita kare hanatara vash. Seeing their affection, Gauranga was moved by ecstatic love. Love moves the Lord. And the Lord moves to love. If we have love, the Lord moves to us and attracts the Lord. He began to sport with them exactly as a friend sports with his friends. Thus he voluntarily came under the control of his friends. Now who are the friends that we discussed? The deer, the cows, the parrot, the cuckoo, the bumblebees, and the peacock, and the creepers, and the trees. This is Lord Chaitanya entering Vrindavan on Kartik. When he arrived here on Kartik Purnima at the end of Kartik and stayed for 2 months. So the description of his entering Vrindavan, how everyone reciprocated with him. So generally, if you go to Vaikuntha, what rasa are trees in? Shantaras. What about cows, Surabhi cows? Shantaras. What about Jai and Vijay? Dasya. Because there's no personal interaction with Vishnu and the cows. That's the keynote. The intimacy, the personal connection. Cows are there, giving the milk, and Vishnu's eating rubbery, sweet rice, sandesh, and all the things we'll dream about for somebody. Have been dreaming about for so many months and continue dreaming. Sandesh Swapna. So this is very significant because the previous verse we closed on yesterday said that he saw them as Bandhu Deki Bandhu Yeno. He said, these are all my friends. There's so much Braja Tattva here. What is a Tattva? What's going on is that in Vaikuntha or other planes of relationship with the devotees and the Lord, there are five rasas. Shanta, Das, not even five. In Vaikuntha, there's only Shanta and Das and half. It says 2.5 rasas are in Vaikuntha. Shant and Das, and what's the half? Sokhiya Bhav and Madhurya. Because Lakshmi is there. But there's no Parakhiya, so the other half, the richest, sweetest, most satisfying half is the Parakhiya, Paramore love. So in Braj, all five rasas are there. But actually, the acharyas, and it's intimated here by Krishna's Kaviraj, they see that, and that will be found out even later, even in this later and other descriptions, that even those that are posited in Shantaras, or positioned in Shantaras, they're actually in Madhurya, in Braj. So in Braj, there's Shuddha Madhurya, Kaval Madhurya. Only Madhurya. When Krishna walks on the ground of Vrindavan to go to the Rasa dance, which we're about to observe on the 11th evening as the Maharasa dance, then it says in that those verses from the 10th canto, Sopada Ramanam. Bhumi Sopada Ramanam. Bhumi means land. Vrajaraj, the earth of Vrindavan. Sopada means his own feet. And Ramanam means conjugal enjoyment. Raman. That means, Shukadeva Goswami is explaining, and Vyasadeva is recording, that even the grass, such a lowly thing that we're discussing in the Vrindavan Mahimamrita class, is the glories of the grass, they're having conjugal delight with the feet, with the form, feet, and everything of Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna Ki Jai. The grass has amorous affairs, conjugal. Grass has his wife, Mrs. Grass. Must be. They make more, keep making grass all over the place. But then when Krishna steps on the grass, says, oh, forget about my wife. Ah, Krishna's feet. So many beautiful marks. Oh, look at those feet. so reddish, pinkish like the rising sun, or some dark blue like the evening, color of evening, dark blue, and meeting this red color. Oh, look at that. On his right foot, there's 8 marks, and on his right foot, there's 11 marks, and on his right foot, there's 8 marks. Wow, did you see that? Yeah. Oh, feels so good. Supada Ramanam. So that even these deer and the cows, peacocks, birds, and cuckoos, and parrots, they all have madhurya, rasa, Krishna. They shiver, they tremble, they have all septic vikaras. So here, the Lord is saying that he was bhava-vesh, he was absorbed. What bhava was he absorbed in? Mahabhava. What was the stairati of Gauranga? Madhura. Conjugal love means what? Madhurya Rati. That's called Stai Rati. And friend of friend, what is that called? Friendship. So what is that? What type of Rati? What type of Stai Rati is that?
Sakya
Rati. It's telling here that they greeted him with various presentations as if they were friends. The trees and the creepers bent down and the Latas said, "We have flowers. You're our friend. Take some flowers. With your girlfriend or whatever, you pick a flower, you give it. She's your friend, girlfriend, or maybe your sister, or whatever." And the same thing with the trees are offering fruits. So you take some fruits. These are offerings. So he said, "Oh, you're my friends. You're giving me these nice offerings." He accepted them. It was as if friends were made happy by seeing each other. Seeing their affection, seeing the affection of the trees and creepers and deer, the Lord became absorbed in Mahabhava. He saw them all as extensions of Shamsundar as Krishna, because they're all his parts and parcels. But in this case, they're taking the posture, all these parts and parcels in Vrindavan are taking the posture of gopis. They're just like gopis, the latas. What is the proof of that? In the Swami Haridas Sampradaya, they worship Banki Bihari Lala Ki.
Right.
And their place of Leela and is the Nidivan, the Prakatstali of Banki Bihari, Nidivan Me, Prakatstali. So there, so many laktas are there. Trees are growing like this, very curved and bent over. And when those trees leave this apricot Leela, those living entities leave the trees and enter Prakat Leela. Because those trees are not trees or latas. Those trees are gopi sarup. Externally barse or externally lata rup, vriksha rup, but antar rup, the internal rup is gopi sarup. So after they leave, then they take those trees very carefully and then they sand them or prepare them. And they're bent like, you must have seen sometimes, the Tyagi sadhus with all the chandan on their forehead, little black and white, little scarf, they wear little black and white specks. That's their identification. Like the ladies at Radhakund wear the white thing on their head. It does that. So they worship those latas and dried up trees as gopis. You follow. So here, he's reciprocating with the latas and trees. The gopis offer the fruits of their breasts to Krishna for his pleasure. And the latas offer the fruits of their branches. It's the same Madhurya expression. So the latas, the creepers and the trees are offering the fruits of their heart, pranaphal, to their beloved, Prananath Sri Krishna. Seeing that, he became under the control. He voluntarily came under the control of his friends. It says his friends. Vashe, Prema Vash, Prema Bhut, Vasi Bhut. Vasi Bhut is the quality of Krishna. He's Swatantra, independent. God is independent. Swatantra. Who controls God? Is anyone? No. But yet he becomes dependent. He becomes Vasi Bhut. He becomes controlled by the living entities, by his devotees. So here he's generally said, Prem Vasi Bhut. Bhut means also like the Panchabhut, earth, water, an element, the Bhut. The element of Prem, Vashi. Vashi means to control. So here it's said that Hanatara Vashe, Sabesane Kridakari, he was sporting with them. Sabesane, all these creepers and trees and peacocks, he was doing Krida. What type of Krida? Rasa Krida. Rasa Krida, like the Rasa dance. Rasa Krida. The Rasa dance is called Rasa Krida. Lila, Rasa Lila. And he came under control of the friends. So, Sakhi means what? Friend. The word Sakhi means friend. So, does Krishna come under the control of the Sakhis? So there, he's seeing them as Sakhis, his friends, and he's controlled by their love. So, you can see how inclusive is Braja Leela, is Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna. He includes everyone in the Rasa dance, everyone in Rasa Krita, the blades of grass, the latas, the creepers, the parrots, the peacocks. What does it speak of the gopis? And even Shodananda, they're all assisting. Yes, go. Go milk the cows. Why you have to go? Oh, I have to go. Because I have to meet the gopis. Okay, you go. Take a tiffin. And they always pack more. Yashoda always packs more in the tiffin. Why? Because Krishna's going to give some to Radha. Oh, Radharani, Yashoda made these nice rasgullas. And even there's some sweets that Radharani's making in the morning, which are sent out in the afternoon. So Yashoda's taking Radharani's sweets. Oh, my Lala has to eat these in the afternoon when he's having Gocharan, Gokrita Leela, Gocharan Leela with the cows. So Mother Yashoda's assisting. She has her own independent rasa, Vatsalya, which is mixed with, of course, you know, friendship and servitude and everything. But then she's involved with the Madhurya. When she sees Radharani coming in the morning to cook in Pratek Leela, 6 to 8 o'clock, she greets her with so much loving affection. She smells her head, she embraces her. Oh, Beta, oh, my daughter. Why don't you stay here? Why you come and go? Anajana, just stay here. Pratibriksha lana prabhu karena alingan. See how it gets thicker and thicker. Bhavavesh, alingan, premavesh, bhavavesh, happy. Pratibriksha lata prabhu karena alingan. Pushpadi dhyana karena krishne samarpan. Mahaprabhu. I didn't pre-read this particular section. I picked out these stories last year. But it's so, our Rasik Acharyas like Krishnas Kaviraj, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, everything is, they're all angle of vision. If you put on yellow glasses, what do you see? Everything is yellow. Yellow men, yellow trees, yellow dogs, yellow pigs. Hey, you see the yellow pig? Wow, that's cool, yellow pig. Maybe a pig has jaundice. At any rate, so the idea is that the tint of the spectacle in front of the eye, the color of the glass, will influence the darshan of what you're seeing, the reality. So the Rasikacharyas, whom I mentioned, they see the reality of Brajatattva and the reality of Gauranga. They're at all Madhurya. So Madhurya means kissing, embracing, ecstasy, bhavavesh, premavesh. These are some of the features, offering one's whole body, offering one's entire body, man, pran, dan, guru, samarpan. Well, offering one's whole body for the beloved, that's the distinguishing characteristic. What distinguishes Vatsalya Rati from Madhurya Rati? In Vatsalya, you don't offer the body to your beloved Lala. Okay, you offer your breast, that's also, you can say body, but not AZ, A to Z, upside, inside. And gopis, everything. Yashoda offers a breast, and so do the gopis. But more is Madhurya Rati. This verse, Prati Briksha Lata Prabhu Karina Lingan Pushpadi Dhyane Karina Krishna Samarpan. This is just the point. The gopis do Krishna Samarpan. Arpan. We hear this, every Indian knows this phrase. What is this phrase, Omeshji? Man, Tan, Dan, Guru Samarpan. Namaste. Then sometimes they say, Man, Tan, Dan, Krishna Samarpan. Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, Krishna Samarpan. Mahaprabhu is Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. No difference. Koi name. He began to embrace each and every creeper, and they began to offer their fruits and flowers in meditation. Dhyan. Dhyan Krishna Samarpan. We're struggling doing hearing and chanting all the time, and the creepers of Vrindavan are doing Smaran and Dhyanam. Smaran means Dhyan. Rup Dhyan, Rup Dhyan Chintamani, Rupa Chintamani. This is for sadhakas. Sadhakas should do Dhyan and meditation. So this is, of course, this language can be translated in so many ways. Pushpadi Dhyan. They were meditating. They were fully offering, meditating. They're meditating. Oh, I'm offering everything. Man tan dan Krishna samarpan. Everything I have. What is my body? What is the best part of my body? What is the absolutely best part of my body if I'm a fruit tree? Best part is my fruits. The mango. Would you rather eat a mango leaf, a mango twig, or a mango fruit? Mango fruit. So what's the best part of the gopis' bodies? Their breasts. Krishna is totally crazy about them. Most men are also crazy about that mamsavasadi adivikaram naristanabara navidesham. There's 10 verses that Shankaracharya taught his sannyasis. They're called shloka kutarika. Somehow maya, shloka maya kutarika means 10 verses to beat maya. Kutarika means hammer. You know hammer, right? Hammer. 10 verses to smash maya. And Prabhupada has one of them in his verse book. Naristana vara navidesham jisva maga moha vesham mamsa vasa adivikaram manasa chintya chintya abharam manasa chintya bharam abharam. It's interesting. It says bharam, abharam, and then bharam. Bharam means plump, full, laden, stanabharam. Then it says manasa chintya bharam abharam. Bharam bharam means again and again. Barbar. In Hindi you say barbar. It means again and again, repeatedly, you should manasa chinta. You should think with your mind. Well, hey, are you? Mamsa vasa adivikaram. It's mans. It's simply a transformation. Mamsa vasa adivikaram. It's simply flesh, mans, and vas, fat. Transformation of flesh and fat, adivikar. It's vikar, transformation. Oh yeah, okay. But then, anyway, I know it's like that, but still I'm attracted. So here we are back here with this Alingana. He's embracing them. You embrace your beloved. It's explained that Yashoda, she kisses Krishna on the forehead or on the cheek. She doesn't embrace like this. Okay, some also embraces. But this is Alingana. This is a Prema Lingana. Ashru Kampa Pulaka Prema Sharir Astire. Krishna Bala Bala Uchaishware. Karanga's body was restless. And tears, trembling, jubilation were manifest. He said very loudly, chant Krishna, chant Krishna. Bolo, Krishna, Krishna, Bolo, Uchaishware. Uchaisik, we chant Uchaisik Japa. This is most successful in this age of crazy minds. Uchaisik means loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hey, what is it? Loud chanting. There's no other way. I have to make an addendum to the verse. Harinam, Harinam. It should be Uchaisik Harinam, Uchaisik Harinam, Uchaisik Harinam. Loud Harinam, loud Harinam. Jap loud. Kirtan loud. Otherwise, what's it? It's just sleeping. Lullaby music. So he's becoming totally lost and the ecstasies of Sattvic Vikara, Ashta Sattvic Bhav, Ashu, Kampa, Pulak, Astire, restless. That's also Anubhav, Udveg, restless, agitated, anxious. I'm embracing these creepers and trees, and I'm trembling, I'm crying, and there's only one solution. You're the expansions, you're the representations of Krishna. Because it's a Prakriti Lila. But I'm in Mahabhav. I'm Mahabhav Avesh. And it's very nice to have your darshan, to embrace you, to be with you. But I want my Krishna, my Shyam. So then he's telling him, chant. You're giving me everything, almost Krishna, but not quite. You're giving me ecstatic experiences. You're giving me sattvic vikaras, but you're not giving me my prananath, Krishna. So Krishna, chant. Because nam rup gun lila. Is there any difference between Krishna's name and Krishna's form? No. So then immediately Krishna will come. He's embracing each and every tree. He's embracing. Oh, creeper. Oh, latas. Who was doing that before, Lord Gauranga? The gopis. And this viraha, this gopi geet, when they were separated from Krishna, the gopis were embracing every lata and every creeper and Tulsi and asking, embracing Tulsi, Tulsi, can you tell us where is Shyam? Where is he gone? Shyam, kahan, kahan. Right, it's there in that 10th canto Bhagavatam. Oh, Tulsi, oh, Palaksha tree, oh, Niyogra tree, oh, Banyan tree. Please tell us, and they're embracing, please tell us. And Kadamba tree. And the trees are saying, they're not saying anything. And then, ah. Alita says, these trees, these bricks are male, male species. Ah. They're siding with that black snake. Let's ask the latas. Latas are, they go like this and like that. They have nice curves. Like ladies have nice curves and the trees go toot straight. Let's ask the lata. So then, oh lata, you're all female. You're female like us. We can see that your leaves are fluttering. They're fluttering because it's breezy. It always some breeze at night in this Sharad season. So the leaves are going like this. Oh, you're trembling. Your pata's trembling, kampa. Pata kampa, they're trembling. Our Shyam must have touched you, because when he touches us, we start trembling. Surely you know where he's gone. Moan, not saying anything. Oh. They say, forget it. Hey, you're Krishna. And they started becoming, one gopi became Krishna, the other, they just went crazy. So now, that's Radharani, the gopis, and the viraha from Krishna. So Krishna had to taste this. He had to understand, what is the viraha bhava of Radharani? That mahabhav. So now he's having his class, live time, Vrindavan class. And the latas are his teachers, and the creepers and trees. He's embracing them, Krishna, Krishna. So what happened then? It's a lila, there's characters, there's one party, another party, speakers, and there's action. One character speaks and acts, another character responds and also speaks in return. In dialogue. Stavara jangama mili, kare krishna dwani, prabhura gambira swade, yena prati dwani. Stavara jangama. All the moving and non-moving living entities, they began to vibrate the transcendental sound of Krishna. That's why you go some places in Marsana and also in Vrindavan, you'll see on some special trees they have Radha's name is there written in Hindi. I don't know why it's not written in Bengali. Well, maybe the trees in Mayapur are written in Bengali. But then they claim that this tree is, if you put your ear to this tree, you will hear the name of Radharani. And some people say, oh, someone carved this branch and then a tree grew up in it or whatever. But all over, even up on the top, it says Radha, Radha, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. There's songs like that. Modern songs and ancient songs that every tree and creeper in Vrindavan is chanting. Every leaf in Vrindavan is chanting. What is that? Latabi Bole. There's one that song. Shri Radha. Braj ki lata pata. Braj ki lata pata bi bole. Shri Radha Radha. Shri Radha Radha. Shri Radha Radha. Pata, lata, pata bi. Every leaf of every lata, every creeper. Pata means leaf, lata, you know. Madhavi lata, this is Madhavi lata. They're chanting Radhe Radhe. It's not a joke. It's not an exaggeration. Can you hear a dog whistle? You know what a dog whistle is? There's a special kind of whistle. It vibrates very high-pitched sound. You've heard dog whistle? You go like this. You can't hear such a thing. Right? Dogs can hear. Because our range is, what is our range? 20 by 20,000 if you have really good ears. Isn't it? Decibels. So we can't, these lattes are not chanting Radhe, Sri Radha, Radha. I can't hear it. You can't even hear a mundane dog whistle. Material dog whistle. Maybe next life we can hear. Hopefully we won't be able to hear it then either. So this is transcendental experience of Vrindavan. This is 500 years ago. It's Aprakat Lila. Krishna was not there. Radharani was not there. Coward boys were not there. They had already left 500 years before. It's also, now it's the same. Boma Vrindavan is also Aprakat Lila. Is Krishna here visibly? No. So he's describing the situation of then, and it's the same situation now. What does that mean? That means that the latas and trees are loudly chanting Krishna, Krishna. The trees and the moving and non-moving creatures. Non-moving means lata, creepers and trees. Moving means the deer and the peacocks and the birds that are moving. Jangama. And it seemed that they were echoing a deep sound of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhura Gambira Swari. Gambira Swari Yena Pratidvani. Pratidvani means responsive vibration. They were responding. Lord Chaitanya was bellowing, Hunkara. Hunkara in the ecstasy, that's the anubhav of the Madhura Rati. Roaring. Gambira Vani, Gambira Swari. Swari means swara, means sound. Very deep sound. Mrigera Gala Dhari Prabhu Karina Rodane, Mrigera Pulaka Ange Ashru Nayane. When Radharani is overwhelmed with ecstasy, what does she sometimes do? She reaches out, puts her arm around the neck of Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi to keep her from swooning and fainting in pralaya, the last symptom of bhav. Oh, Sakhi. Like this, huh? Where else do we see that particular expression? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Gambira, in Puri Leela, the last 6 years especially of his 18 years stay in Puri, is described many nights at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, seeing the moon rising over the ocean from the Gambira, the rays coming in the window, and absorbing himself in Ras Leela. Oh, Sakhi, Sakhi, and then put an arm around Ramananda Roy and Sur Damodar. So now Gauranga is in Vrindavan and he's experiencing the same thing. The Lord clasped the necks of the deer and he began to cry. There was jubilation manifest in the bodies of the deer and tears were in their eyes. Sometimes the gopis are called what in relation to deer? Mrigakshi. Mriga means deer and akshi means eyes. Chakshu, you know, chakshu. So the deer-eyed gopis, the doe-eyed, you see this term sometimes? Doe-eyed gopis? Doe-eyed gopis means female deer or whatever. So why didn't he embrace the parrot? Well, the parrot was probably in the tree. Couldn't reach him. And why didn't he embrace the cows? Well, maybe they wandered away or something. But he embraced the deer because they were such an udipan. He saw their large, innocent, moist eyes. And they said, oh, Mrigakshi, oh, Radha, Mrigakshi. Krishna calls Radharani Mrigakshi. Oh, Mrigakshi. O Chanchalakshi, O Chanchalakshi, O Mrigakshi, O Kanjana Akshi. Kanjana means a wagtail bird. Tail's always going like this. They're like, in English, they sandpiper. Amayatma, you may know sandpiper. Go along the beach, they have long, stilty legs. And they're always going, the tail's going like this. They're looking for little bugs and things. They go like real long, little stilt legs. And they go, that's Kanjana. Wagtail. His tail's always wagging, not like a dog. Dog is wagging his tail. Very chanchal. His eyes are moving this way, that way. Radha Kripa Kataksha. Everyone's chanting every day. Radha Kripa Kataksha. So he's losing his consciousness. He's taking shelter in Mrigakshi, remembering the gopis. This is just like Radhakund Leela. Vriksha dale shuka shari dila darashan taha deki prabhura kichu shunite hailaman. Vriksha dale shukshari dila darashan. When he saw in the tree, that's, he couldn't embrace them, but he was looking for them. He's embracing, Gauranga was embracing a deer, but he was looking for the parrots to embrace also. Hey, Shuk Shari, Boliye. Govinda Lilamrita, there's Shuk Shari Sambad. A conversation between the male parrot and the female parrot. The male parrot is glorifying whom? Krishna. And the Shari, the female parrot, is glorifying whom? Radha. What, who else? When he saw these male and female parrots on the tree, he wanted to hear them speak. Boliye. Naturally, anyone, even we see a parrot, we say, oh, speak something. Isn't it? And they sing and speak and this and that. Shuk Sharika Prabhura Hatte Udi Pore Prabhuke Shunana Krishnara Gun Shloka Pare. What a movie this would make. All these scenes, so beautiful. Really beautiful scenes and sights. Both parrots flew down from the tree and landed in the hand of Mahaprabhu. And began to chant the glories of... glories of... they landed in the hand of Gauranga, and they began to chant the glories of whom? How many say Krishna? Raise your hands. How many say Radha? Oh, now everyone's abstaining. Because Gauranga is whom now? He's in sannyas vesh, so who is he? Is he Krishna? You clear? He's Radha and Krishna both. But after sannyas, he's Radha. Searching everywhere in India for whom? Krishna. So that means he's Radha. Radha Bhav, Radha Kanti. The color, the effulgence, complexion of Radha. And Radha's Bhav, her heart, her sentiments, her feelings, her love. Where, Krishna Kahan, Kotai go, where, the devotees are looking for Radharani, Radharani's looking for Krishna. So the Shuka and Shari both came down and both sang the glories of Krishna. Because the female parrot saw that this Gauranga is my Radha. And Radha likes to hear the glories of Krishna. And the male parrot saw this Gauranga is my Krishna. And the male parrot likes to glorify Krishna. So they made a joint venture, which is unusual for husbands and wives. Usually they say, Aj Vivaha, Kal Vivad. In Hindi that means, Aj, today we get married, tomorrow we fight. Vivaha? No. Vivaha, you know that, Vivaha, some of your friends get married, Vivaha, yeah. Then Vivad. What it means, it's really simple. Vad means speech. And V means against. Vivad. We say Samvad. Ramananda Samvad. You've heard this? Madhilila chapter 8, the conversations of Ramananda. Ramananda Samvad. Vad. Vacha, uvacha, vad means to speak. So vivad means you said it. No, you said ta-ta. You said black. No, it's white. Okay. And then the daughter comes in and says, it's gray. Never. It's white. It's black. So this is some joke, of course, but this Garanga is amazing. Really, really amazing. So the parrots, following the command of the Lord, they're glorifying the guna of Krishna, Krishna gun. And this is a verse from Leelamrita that's quoted by the author of Leelamrita, who's also the author of this book. He wrote, obviously, and it's a fact historically, Krishnas Kaviraj, he wrote the Leelamrita before Govinda Leelamrita, he wrote it before the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was such an exceptional shastra, as everyone well knows, that even though he's quite feeble and elderly, all the Vaishnavas, they begged him to please write the sweet rustic glories of Radha Krishna Yugal, as he wrote about Radha and Krishna. I mean, Radha Krishna Yugal in the form of Gauranga, as he wrote about Radha Krishna Yugal in Govinda Leelamrita. So he gave the Amrit of Radha and Krishna, and he gave the Amrit of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Amrit and Govinda Amrit. This is Chaitanya Leelamrit, and that's Govinda Leelamrit. So now he's quoting a book from his quoting a verse from his previous book. Sondaryam lalanali dharya dalanam lila ramastambini viryam Kanduki Tadri Varyam Varyam Mamalapare Paradam Guna Shilam Sarva Janana Ranjanam Aho Yas Yaham Asmat Prabhur Vishwam Vishwa Janina Kirti Ravatat Krishna Jagan Mohana Krishna Jagan Mohana. For the pleasure and satisfaction of Gauranga, the male parrot sang first. The glorification of Krishna is beneficial to everyone in the universe. Krishna's beauty is victorious over the gopis of Vrindavan. When they see the beauty of Krishna, their patience becomes annihilated. Shyam's pastimes astound the goddess of fortune. That's obvious. She becomes so astounded that she packs her bag and leaves on the next train from Vaikuntha to come to Vrindavan. But she's still in Aishwarya Bhav, Mahishi Bhav, so she's still there in Lakshmivan and Vailvan doing tapasya, begging for mercy from whom?
Vrijvasis.
Kripakaro. Lakshmi came here with so much Aishwarya Bhav, and she couldn't enter the Rasa dance as she wished. Everyone told her, Yogamaya told her, you must get the mercy of Vrijvasis. So we've come to Vrindavan with so much Aishwarya Bhav, attachment to opulence and all these unnecessary things, grandeur, opulence. So we have to beg the Vrijvasis, Kripakaro, Kripakaro. Please bless me that this sweet, give me so much blessings and so much Kripa Madhur, so much, give me so many sweet blessings that it washes away all this attachment to Aishwarya, opulence, wealth, prestige, honor, distinction. This is all blocks the way to the Rasa dance. It's all part of Mahishi Bhav, Aham Mahishi. I am a queen. I am Lakshmi Devi. This is called, it's a form of Purusha Bhav. I am the controller. I am Lakshmi Devi. I have so many maidservants. And even Shiva could not enter the Rasa dance until he gave up this Purusha Bhav. Such a Tyagi. So much Tyag. Where's the Aishwarya? He's not wearing golden necklaces and gold crown and tiara and everything Lakshmi wears. He's surrounded by millions of maidservants. He lives under the Bilva tree with Digambara, covered with Basma ashes. But still, this attachment was there. Purusha Bhav. I am Shiva. I destroy the universe. My Tandava Nitya. Gopi, and he tried enter the Rasa Dance. Gopi's at, stop, halt. Where are you going? I want to see the Rasa Dance. Get out of here. There's only one man here. There's only Vrindavan me Eki Purusha. Ishvara, what is it? Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Ara Sabya Britya. Ishvara means Purusha. Controller, enjoyer. Britya means Kinkara. Kinkara, Kinkari, servant. You have to get Kinkari Roop. You get Kinkari Roop, you can enter the Rasa Dance. What, Kinkari Roop? Yeah. My Parvati has Stri Roop, female form. Yeah, you have to become like her. But even she has a problem. Because she has, maybe she is Bhav, you know, being the greatest demigoddess. So then he said, well, where do I have to go? Your biggest problem, Mahadev, you're called Mahadev? Mahadev. Ma. Your biggest problem is man. You know man? You ever heard this verse, Trinada Pisu Nichena? What's it, how's it go? Amanina Manadena. You know this word man? Man means self-respect, acknowledgement, distinction, pride, man. Amani means koine. I don't want anything. And manadena means that you give respect and honor and distinction to others. The Gopi said, your biggest problem is your self-respect. You think, aham Shiva, you have this Purusha Bhav, which is big man, big ego. You have to go to a lake called Mansarovara. You go to Mansarovara, and that Sarovara, that lake, will wash away your man. Where's that? Over there. You have to leave the Rasastali, cross Yamuna, and keep going a little bit, and see you later. So they sent Shiva on a run. So Shiva went across to the Mansarovara. He bathed the Mansarovara, and he got Sakhi Roop. That's a long story. We'll tell that when we go to Mansarovara. So these parrot is glorifying Krishna, and we'll hear more about this discussion tomorrow.